There's a national debate going on about gun silencers. On one side is the gun industry and a manufacturer whose motto is, "Guns don't have to be loud." They support a new bill to relax long-standing federal restrictions on silencers, which are also known as suppressors. On the other side are people who say guns should be noisy because it's important for public safety. NPR's Nathan Rott has the story, and just so you know, you will hear the sound of gunshots.
There are about a million registered gun silencers owned by people in the U.S. right now. But unless you own one or know someone who does, Jason Schauble would argue that your perception of silencers is flawed.
Most people know what they see in movies, and they see, oh, it's always a spy.
You're late, 007. After you, 006.
You know, somebody who's involved in some sort of combat scenario, and then also the sound that it makes. It's very, very quiet compared to what really happens.
Schauble is a former Marine and an executive at Silencer Co., a leading manufacturer of gun suppressors, and he believes that Hollywood representation of silencers is unfair. It's not about professional assassins using near-silent guns, he says, but the tens of millions of gun owners, recreational shooters, and hunters in America who want less recoil or kick when they shoot and a little less ringing in their ears after.
It's about, I don't have to wear hearing protection while I shoot. I don't have to damage my ears. So we think of it as a public health issue.
Silencers are currently legal for private citizens to buy in 42 U.S. states, but they're as heavily regulated nationally as machine guns. That's because silencers are listed under something called the National Firearms Act, legislation that was passed by Congress in 1934 in response to mob violence and the rising criminal use of newer modified firearms like sawed-off shotguns. Under that law, someone looking to buy a silencer has to enter a federal registry, acquire special licensing, and pay a $200 fee. The process today takes about 9 months on average. The legislation proposed by Republican lawmakers would make that process much shorter and waive the fee. The legislation is called the Hearing Protection Act.
That's offensive.
David Chipman is with Americans for Responsible Solutions, and he's a retired 25-year veteran of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, or the ATF. He thinks the legislation is not about protecting shooters' hearing, as the name would imply, but a gun industry looking for new profits. There are hundreds of millions of guns owned by people in the country, and only about a million silencers currently owned. So with silencers going for anywhere from a few hundred dollars to well over a thousand, there's a lot of room to make money. The bigger issue, though, Chipman says, is that he believes removing current restrictions on silencers would put the public and law enforcement at risk.
A good scenario to think about is when there was that ambush shooting of Dallas police officers.
Chaos erupting on the streets of Dallas at 9 p.m.
Somebody's really armed to the teeth.
Five officers were killed by a gunman in the shooting during a peaceful protest last year. Chipman says police were able to quickly find the shooter because they could tell where the shots were coming from.
If that person had been using a silencer, it would have been very difficult to locate that person's position.
Not because it would have made the shot silent, but because it would reduce the flash at the end of the muzzle and change the sound of a discharge. A suppressed gun sounds different, he says.
It doesn't sound like gunfire.
Couldn't ask for a prettier day, man.
Seriously.
Matt Pinnell from Silencer Co. let us test that at a shooting range near their headquarters in West Valley City, Utah.
Have our 9mm.
He brought a range of different guns to try. Handguns, rifles, even a 12-gauge shotgun.
So that's our small arsenal we have today.
And we're going to shoot all of them with a suppressor and without to hear the difference. Quick technical note, I'm going to record this about 8 feet away from Pinnell with my microphone pointed away from the gun so it doesn't blow out the mic. That said, it also makes all of these shots sound a lot quieter than they actually are.
Ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay.
First up, that 9mm handgun, one of the most common guns on the market. No suppressor.
Firing.
Pinnell screws a silencer on the end and...
quite a bit quieter.
Yeah, it makes a difference for sure. I mean, you don't get that crack, you don't get that ringing in your ears after.
The American Speech Language Hearing Association says that any noise over 140 decibels, think a jet engine, can cause immediate permanent damage to a person's hearing. A 9mm handgun shot, like the first three we just heard without the suppressor, those were about 160 decibels. With the suppressor, Pinnell says those last shots were about 125, which is somewhere between the average loudness of an ambulance siren and a jackhammer. Next, let's hear a .308 bolt-action rifle, your standard hunting rifle, without a suppressor. And then with one. For kicks, let's also go inside to an indoor shooting range to hear the difference enclosed. Here's an AR-15 or semi-automatic rifle, no silencer, inside. Much louder. And then with one. The point Pinnell and Silencer Co. want to get across is that the sound of a suppressed gunshot is still loud enough to hear, whether you're in a forest or a shopping mall. Point taken. But is that sound still recognizable enough to warn people of potential danger? NPR reached out to a number of law enforcement groups and individuals to ask them, is there a danger in making suppressors easier to buy? The bigger associations said they wouldn't comment on pending legislation or that they were reviewing the matter. Steve Imes, a retired Missouri police chief and a current SWAT trainer, had this to say.
I don't think there's any way to escape that reality that if any particular product that could be misused or abused is more readily available, it's just simply an increased statistical probability.
But Imes does not believe that there would be widespread abuse. He says there could be complications. Technology like ShotSpotter, which uses the sound of a gun to pinpoint the location of a shooter, that could be less effective. But personally, he says if he had a vote, he'd be in favor of easing restrictions. He sees the benefits of quieting guns for shooters. As for the Hearing Protection Act, silencer manufacturers said they don't expect it to be a high legislative priority in the immediate future. Further out, though, they are optimistic. Nathan Rott, NPR News.